Donald Trump's strong numbers in Montana did not translate into automatic votes for Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte. Unofficial returns from the Associated Press show Bullock won re-election by a 50-47% margin, even as Trump beat Hillary Clinton in Montana by a 57-35% margin. So Montana voters split their ticket.
And I think the Democratic line that, look, Steve Bullock is from here, you know him, you're comfortable with him, and I think that helped.
Parker says the attack launched on Gianforte over public access appears to have hurt the Bozeman businessman, even in rural areas.
And I come to the conclusion at the end of the day, there was something that unsettled rural voters and people about Greg Gianforte, and it could have been that public access thing, and it could have been that they just found Steve Bullock more likable.
That's despite Montana's tendency to default to voting Republican. Parker points to other statewide races, Secretary of State, Auditor, Attorney General, and State School Superintendent. He says the other factor is that all have the advantage of name recognition for having run statewide races in the recent past. Parker says while the money Supreme Court candidate Dirk Sandifer had in his race appeared to have helped him win, the same does not appear to be the case for Gianforte, who poured nearly $6 million of his personal fortune into his race. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.